Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
That I'm Captain Man's secret sidekick.
It is done.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It is sunny outside today with no clouds in sight, but it's a little bit chilly outside today. So if I were you, get something that keeps you kind of cozy. So fall is here, which is really strange to me, but whatever. And Halloween is around the corner, which I am so freaking excited about. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And the chilly season is back, yo. Sweater weather is back. Yeah, I did the SNL thing, so thank you very much. So, yeah. So, that's it. Oh, excuse me. Where are my manners? I am your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HGU and Henry Danger Universe, and I recap both of these lovely shows, and I want to make you guys comfortable. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and this episode is going to drive you insane. So, it's going to be good. It's going to be wild. And, yeah, and I hope I made your podcast today a little bit better, is because who doesn't want a podcast to brighten up the day even though they're doing their best? So if I were you, keep your head up high and keep smiling. It's an important thing to me. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this podcast, and it's going to be an awesome one. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. Fluffy Iglesias is back, y'all, on Netflix, and he has a new special, and it's called Stadium Fluffy. That's right, Stadium Fluffy is going to be on Netflix October 18th, which is next Tuesday. I'm so freaking excited for it. Every time Fluffy puts on a special, he is the funny man. You know what I'm saying? He may be the coolest comedian of all time, and I gotta say, he's a comedian ahead of his time. So I cannot wait to see Stadium Fluffy, which is next Tuesday. I'm so excited for that, and if I were you, go watch it on Netflix next Tuesday. I'm gonna guarantee that much. If you want a good laugh, Fluffy is your guy. He is awesome. He's amazing. I cannot wait to see Stadium Fluffy, so make sure you go and see that, and it's gonna be wild. And this Friday is the moment you guys have all been waiting for. And Halloween Ends is this Friday. That's right. The epic conclusion to the Halloween franchise is finally here. Will Laurie Strode finally kill Michael Myers? And yeah, this franchise has been going around for a very, very long time. It stars the Scream Queen herself, Jamie Lee Curtis. I am so excited for you guys to see this film. But I'm not a horror type person because, you know, monsters scare me. But, if you're a fan of the Halloween franchise for a very, very long time, you should go and see this movie. I guarantee to see the conclusion of the Halloween franchise. And, yeah, so make sure you go and get your tickets for Halloween Ends in theaters this Friday. So I hope you enjoy the movie. I hope you see how it ends. And I hope Laurie Strode kills that sucker. So happy Halloween Ends this week. And I hope you guys enjoy the movie. So, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 10, season 4. Of Henry Danger, Diamonds Are for Heather. That's right. Captain Man and Kid Danger are on duty just to protect a really precious diamond that's in the museum. And everything's going to go crazy because Henry's a ladies' man. Why am I not shocked about that? So, yeah, so this episode's going to be wild. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be good to recap. So, it's going to be a good one. And I'm going to love it. Oh, my God. Would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and shut up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah, again, keep it up with the plays, keep it up with the downloads, keep it on listening. I really appreciate you guys. My goal is to make you guys smile at the end of the day, and I hope you guys enjoy this one. So, yeah, that's all I can say. So the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 10, season 4 of Henry Danger, Diamonds Are for Heather. That's right, Diamonds Are for Heather is the 10th episode of season 4, and I gotta say, Captain Man and Kid Danger are gonna take care of this diamond, and you know how Henry is, always flirting with the ladies. But, but this particular one is kind of shocking. But, I gotta say, this episode is a lot of fun to watch. It's so funny, it's so awesome, it's so classic. But, so this episode is gonna get a laugh at the end of the day. So, if I were you, this is gonna be a good one for you. So, so this one's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be funny, if you want to guys call it funny. But, so sit back, relax, enjoy this episode, and I hope you guys love it. So, So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you should put on the speaker whatever device that you have, is because the episode is about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so we're in the man cave, and nobody's in the man cave, so, the alarm starts to blare all of a sudden, and nobody's in the man cave, so the camera just goes across where the man cave is, and the computer says, emergency, disaster, crisis, peril, doomsday, calamity, disaster, catastrophe. All of a sudden, the tube comes down, and then Henry starts to come down, and the tube went back up, and he was in his PJ's type of mood, which it was in the middle of the night, to be honest with you. And Henry went down to look for Ray, and said, Ray! Yo, Ray! Ray! Where are you? And the alarm keeps blaring, and somehow the elevator pings, the door's open, we see Charlotte and Jasper come running out, and Henry's like, Ray! And then Charlotte and Jasper come out of there, and Charlotte's like, Henry! Points to Henry, him turning around to see Charlotte and Jasper. I say, Charlotte! And we say, have you seen Ray? And Charlotte next to Jasper said, no! Where is he? And Jasper said, I don't know. To Charlotte and Jasper, and Jasper said, well, he's got to be around here somewhere. Ray! Cuts all of them looking for Ray. And Charlotte's like, Ray! It was like, Jasper! It was like, Ray! Cut to Henry. We're like at the sprocket thing. Looking through the pillows, and somehow Henry's looking through the sprocket thing where he was. It's like, Ray! Are you there? And cut to Charlotte said, Ray! Ray! So I said, Ray! And somehow Ray just comes out of nowhere behind the snack machine with some corn dogs with an apron on, and somehow he turns up, and all of them, and Henry was looking at Ray when he came out, to Ray again, and so he turns off the alarm, and cut to Henry being confused face, he's like, what the, cut to Ray, and's like, who wants a snack, cut to all of them going towards Ray, cut to Ray, Henry behind him, who was definitely in a confused face. And it was like, what? Cut to Ray and said, who wants a snack? Who wants a snack? Cut to Henry in a confused face and couldn't believe his face. And he was like, dude! Cut to both of them with Henry's neck is in the back. And Ray said, and Ray said, let me. And cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and said, hey. Ray's like, and Ray said, hey. And cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and said, it's 10 after midnight. And Ray said, yeah. Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and said, well, why did you send us all the doomsday signal? And cut to Ray next and Henry behind him and said, well, I wanted to make sure you guys all come over. And cut to Henry and disappointed and shocked look next behind him. And Henry's like, dude. And Ray's like behind him and said, what? Ray and Henry again is like, dude. And Ray's like, yeah. And Henry's like, dude. And Ray's like, hey. Cut to Henry and said, you told us that the doomsday signal was for a major crisis. To Charlotte next to Jasper said, yeah, a life or death situation. Cut to Ray and said, well, next to Henry said, you're gonna die. Cut to all of them. Jasper said, what? Charlotte said, we are? Totally in shock. To Henry as well. Cut to Ray and all of them and said, when you try my new recipe for, and he put the tarp under the corn dogs and said, Captain Corn Dogs! I cut to Henry, who was in a confused, shocked state, and I'm like, Captain Corn Dogs? Cut to Ray said, yeah. Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, so, you call us all here just to try your new Captain Corn Dogs? Cut to Ray and said, well, yeah. Cut to Charlotte said, this is not a life or death situation. And she goes to the main computer seat and turns around. Charlotte's parents say, yeah, it is. And she goes to Charlotte and said, seriously, it is. Because he's looking towards Ray and said, I'm going to kill him. And he's trying to kill Ray because you know how he is with him tempered and everything. And he's like, get down. Cut to Jasper being in such a confused state. To Jasper, who is in the confused state too, which is embarrassing. Cut to Henry trying to knock Ray down, but he couldn't. He's like, hey, come on. All right. Cut to Jasper again. I was like, this is an embarrassing look. And Charlotte's embarrassing face too. Henry's like, I'm going to kill you. Ray said, oh, okay. Cut to both of them. Henry's like, I'm taking you out. And Henry's like, there you go. And he had Henry in a chokehold. And cut to them in silence. He let go of his hands. And Henry said, okay. He's like, please let me go. Cut to Ray said, sure. Right after you try one of my steaming hot. Henry said, I don't want to try. He said, come, Captain Corn Dogs. Ray said, I already ate. Come on. Ray said, yeah, get it in there. And he said, guys, are you going to help me? Cut to Charlotte and said, get it in. Choo-choo. And cut to Ray, not having cut to Ray, Henry finding a minute, and said, okay. So I'll try it. And and Henry and Ray let him loose. He said, there you go. He said, be a good psychic. And he let him go. And he took a bite of it. He's chewing the thing, and somehow by the end of it, and he said, okay, give me another one. And Henry went for another one, and Ray said, And Cutter Henry said, oh my god. He said, Jasper, Charlotte. He said, you guys gotta try these. Cutter Charlotte, about to get up, and said, and she got up and said, if I try one, can I go home? Cut to Henry said, Ray said, sure. She said, fine, I'll take one. While Henry was in the background with her, and she took a bite. Cut to Ray. Cut to Charlotte and said, wow. It cut to all three of them. And Henry said, mm-hmm. Cut to Jasper getting up from the beanbag couch and said, well, I gotta try me one of these. And somehow the alarm blares and cut to the computer and like, Henry said, emergency call. And he goes to the computer and he looked at his watch, zooming in on him and said, now? Cut to Ray next to Jasper and said, jeez, it's pretty rude to call us after midnight. Cut to Charlotte, who was sarcastic, looked at Ray and said, yeah. Who would be rude enough to call someone after midnight? And cut to Ray, who was offended, with next to Jasper, said, okay, smart pants. Said, no more Captain Corn Dogs for you. And cut to Ray, who was about to take it away, and Charlotte said, fine, I don't care if I... And he started to take it away, and Charlotte couldn't say, okay, I do care, please. Can I please have some more corn dogs? Cut to Ray giving it to Charlotte and said, uh-huh. And goes to where, like, Henry was, The two of them popping gumballs in their mouths. It's like, Charlotte, Jasper. And he shoos them away, and somehow Charlotte and Jasper went to the other room. They looked at each other. They blew a bubble. It popped. And it transformed into Captain Mannequin Danger. Cut to Captain Man in the suit and said, Charlotte, Jasper, and he shoos them away. And somehow they took, Kid Danger pressed the button to take the call. And there was Jerome Sanchez, the head of the museum. He said, oh, thank goodness. Cut to him and said, my name is Jerome Sanchez, and I'm the director of the museum, Suavia Museum of Stools and Jewels. Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man and said, Stools and Jewels? Said, yeah, they got the best collection of... Cut to Jerome Sanchez, like, Stools and Jewels. Yeah, look. I need to hire you guys. Cut to Kid Danger, looking at Captain Man with a confused face, and said, hire us? And he said, hire us for what? Cut to Jerome and said, to protect this. And he dropped the diamond in front of them. Cut to Kid Danger, who looked at both of them, looked bent down really closely, and cut to them and said, why am I looking at here? Kid Danger said, huh. To both of them, were kind of talking. Kid Danger's like, some kind of rock. Like a right white rock. Kid Danger said, I think that's what they call it. Cut to them looking in different directions, like an icy rock. I said, white rock, yeah. Like, hey, guys! Cut to both of them, cut to him again. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger at different angles, to paved driveways. So, Jerome said, and said, guys! Kid Danger's like a gravel or a solid. Cut to them again, Jerome Sanchez said, you guys! Cut to both of them, and cut to Jerome Sanchez said, this is the Neil Diamond. Cut to Kid Danger, Captain Man, Kid Danger said, oh. Captain Man said, ah. And cut to Jerome Sanchez said, it's the largest uncut diamond on Earth, and it's on loan to our museum this week. And someone just broke in and tried to steal it. That's why the cops are here right now. Cut to Kid Danger with a confused face, and that's the Captain Man said, oh, okay. He's like, oh, okay. Captain Man said, so, what do you want? Jerome Sanchez said, to hire you and Kid Danger to come to guard this incredible diamond. Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger, who's being dramatic too. It's like, this guy's so dramatic. Kid Danger's like, I know. Cut to him about to go toward him and say, look, sir. Kid Danger said, have you tried locking the museum at night? And somehow the glass breaks, and to the cold, Jerome Sanchez screams, ah! And some chud, a burglar tried to get the diamond. It's like, no, help. He said, give me it. Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being confused face. Shocked face at Jerome. She says, police. Cut to two of the front and chest, give me that diamond. And somehow the police just grabbed him out of there. Jerome Sanchez like, ah! Cut to both of them back and forth. And cut to back to thing. And Chuck's like, get it! Get off me! I cut back Jerome back into the state. And he's like, you see? Did you see that maniac try and steal that Neil Diamond? The Captain Man next to Kid Danger's like, yeah, we get it. Cut to Jerome Sanders said, look, we're only going to have the diamond here for one more day, so will you come guard it? He said, please. Cut to Kid Danger is like, and Captain Man said, just a second, all right? And come out to Kid Danger, Captain Man whispering his ear, and Jerome is just waiting patiently, and cut to Kid Danger whispering his ear. Cut to Jerome with a confused look. I cut to them both. They're talking, looked at each other, and went back to look at him. I said, I've spoken with my sidekick. I cut to both of them and said, and we will come guard the Neil Diamond. Jerome Sanchez, with the relief, said, oh, I said, thank you. Cut to Captain Man and said, if, he just said, if, cut to Captain Man and said, you let me bring a bunch of my Captain Corn Dogs. Cut to Jerome Sanchez, a confused look, and said, but I don't think, cut to Man next to Cadanger said, which are like regular corn dogs, but they're appetizer size. It's way, way better. Cadanger's like, way better. And Captain said, and you have to say it's okay for me to pass on my corn dogs to anyone who comes to the museum. Comes down the glass breaking again, and somehow Rank, another robber, tried to get the diamond. And Jerome Sanchez like, ah! And Captain Rank said, shut up! Captain Man and Cadena couldn't believe it again. Just look around, puzzled looks. Jerome Sanchez said, help! And Captain Rank said, shut up, give me that diamond! Jerome Sanchez said, ah, police! Cut to the police getting another criminal out of his hands. Cut to Jerome back on the screen. Cut back to Captain Man and Kid Danger said, so, he said, we got a deal? Because Jerome Sanchez said, yes, deal. And cut to him going happily, and they ended the call. And somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger high-five and said, boom! And Kid Danger was happy, about to go where Charlotte and Jasper were. Kid Danger's like, woo! And he was like, all right. And he looked at Captain Man going, there's like, let's knock some of the corn, Captain Corn, and somehow all of a sudden he sees Jasper and Charlotte in the man cave couch, but Jasper ate all the corn dogs, and Charlotte was disappointed. And somehow, Kid Danger and Captain Man were in huge disbelief. Cut to Charlotte looking at them and said, there was nothing I could do. And cut to them with their huge disbeliefs on their faces, with all of them. And that was it. Then the Henry Danger theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. There are two scenes involved in this. The Swabian Museum of Stools and Jewels and the Man Cave. Cut to the Swabian Museum of Stools and Jewels. And we see Captain Man and Kid Danger passing out corn dogs. Kid Danger on one side, Captain Man on the other. And we see Kid Danger in a background of some sort. And we cut to Captain Man, who is going to, like, one side of the museum with these two lovely people. And Captain Man is like, hey. So, hey there. And they cut to Captain Man and said, so, you like that, our current stool, huh? Cut to him looking at the stool and looking at him and nodding. So Captain Man said, why you say you two aren't much for conversation? And cut to both of them, cut to Captain Man again and said, so, why don't you just try one of my Captain Corn Dogs, huh? He's like, go on. Go on. And the two of them grabbed one corn dog each. He's like, and he was like, He's like, speechless? And cut back to the man cave. They were being live streamed. They were live streamed and back to the man cave where Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwartz were looking up the cameras because they had a camera in Kid Danger and Captain Man's mask, so they could look out for something. So I was like, so we're seeing a live feed of what Henry and Ray and Henry are seeing right now. Yeah. Cut to Schwartz sitting down and said, you see? You see, I stole the teeny little camera into the right here between their eyeballs. And cut to Schwartz like, ah, cool. Cut next to Jasper and Schwartz and said, Schwartz says, and now, I could zoom in on this lady that Ray is talking to. And somehow he used the face technology to zoom in on the lady. And cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and Schwaz and said, "And this controls the face recognition?" Schwaz says, "Mm-hmm, tonight." To Charlotte next to Jasper and Schwaz and said, "Okay." And Captain Man said, "Tasty, right?" And the thing scanned her face. Took a few seconds, and her name popped up on the screen. Charlotte's like, "Lauren Fillmore." He said, cut to Charlotte's like, "No criminal history." To Charlotte's like, next to Jasper and Charlotte, Schwaz and said, "Whoa, that's really cool technology." Schwaz says, "Yeah, I know this." And cut to this lady with a yellow jacket with a purse, and she was looking at the necklace and all that stuff things, and Kid Danger was going towards her because, you know, he's a ladies' man. No shocker there. And cut to Kid Danger and said, "Wow." It was like, "Gorgeous." And cut to Heather and said, "Yeah." He said, "Fantastic necklace." And Kid Danger was going all blushy face and was like, "Oh, he's like, she looked at her again. "I wasn't actually talking about the necklace." I cut to Heather and was like, "Oh?" Kid Danger's like, he's nodding his face because he was flirting and was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "So, what are you talking about?" Cut to Kid Danger's like, I was like, he was like, "You know." I was like, "You?" Cut to Heather and said, "Oh." They said, "Okay." And cut to both of them. And cut to Kid Danger in a really awkward state. He said, "Okay, well, this is not going well." Cut to Heather, giggling. And I was like, "What would you like a do-over?" Kid Danger, relieved, is like, "Yes, please." And goes back to where he started and cut to... Kid Danger said, "Hi, I'm Kid Danger." Kid Danger said, "Well, doy, I knew that much." Kid Danger's like, "Right, cool. So, do you like coming to this museum for stools or..." Cut to both of them, but with the wider background, is it the stools. To Heather, and is like, "Oh, I am definitely a jewels girl." Because Kid Danger's like, "Yeah, I figured." Heather is like, "Yeah." Kid Danger's like, "Yeah." Cut to back to the man cave. Cut to Jasper looking. He said, Why is Henry talking to that girl?" Cut to Charlotte's like, "I don't know." He's like, "Because she's cute." Jasper's like, he doesn't need her. I'm a jewels girl." I was like, so obvious. Cut to Charlotte, "What is your deal?" Charlotte said, "Just run her face." Charlotte said, "That's what I was doing, okay?" Cut to the computer beeping, her grabbing a corn dog. Charlotte's gasping on Heather's face. The scanning was complete, and it says her name, but this time it was something different. Charlotte was like, "Heather Bogart, extreme criminal history." Cut to her being in shock. Cut to Jasper and said, "I knew it. I knew she was no good." Schwaz going towards them and said, "Think of, she's been arrested so many times." Cut to her criminal record on the screen. It's like, "Yeah, and all of them for stealing precious jewels." Cut to Charlotte next to Schwaz. "She stole the sapphire of Madagascar." Says, "The bitty crystal." Cut to all the crystals on the screen. Charlotte says, "The Emma Stone." Schwaz says, "The Dustin Diamond." Charlotte says, "The Crossy Emerald." Cut to Schwaz and Charlotte says, "And the Jack Ruby." Cut to Schwaz and Charlotte. Jasper said, "No way. She stole all those jewels." Charlotte said, "Yeah." And it says that she's got released her card again. And said, "Yeah." And it says that she got 6 weeks ago from Galcatraz prison. Cutting to her. Cut to, says, "Aye." "I'm contacting the night right now." She pushed Charlotte off the chair. and calling Ray. Cut to Captain Man next to this woman. I said, you know, I first had the idea for Captain Corn Dogs to back to the man cave. Schwartz said, hey, wait. And somehow it was so loud, he started to cover his ears and he dropped the corn dogs. Cut to all over the screen, cut to Captain Man, said, ah, Schwartz, you nub. He was like, you're interrupting me when I was talking to a mom. He was talking to a mom with a kid. Cut to Charlotte Lynn, said, Ray, do you see that? Her cutting back to the chair and push Schwartz out of the way. Cut to her sitting down. She'll say, Ray, do you see that girl that Henry's flirting with? Cut to him looking over there where they both were and both of them were talking. Cut to him and said, yeah, what about her? To Charlotte said, she's a jewel thief. Cut to Captain Man, who couldn't believe it, and said, what? Cut to Charlotte said, her name is Heather Bogart. She's been in prison like 6 times for stealing super expensive rare jewels. Captain Man said, got it. I said, I'll handle Heather. Cut to Captain Man going towards them. Cut to Kid Danger and said, so, do you want another Captain Corndog? I was like, how could I not? Cut to Henry getting one corndog and giving it to Heather. And somehow Captain Man uses his laser and it named on the corndog and the corndog disappeared. Henry looked at Heather and looked at Captain Man and couldn't believe it. Cut to Captain Man going towards him dragging Kid Danger razor. And he grabbing Kid Danger out of there. Cut to Captain Man said, here you go. What? And Kid Danger said, whoa, wait, Captain Man. He said, what are you doing? The Kid Danger was holding on to Kid Danger said, stopping a jewel thief before she strikes again. Kid Danger's confused, like, what? Dude, she's not a jewel thief. To Heather and said, she goes around. She's like, yes, I am. Cut to Kid. I was like, I mean, jeez, man. You don't just shoot a miniature corn dog out of a girl's hand. Cut to Kendama said, you do. If she's a nasty jewel thief. Which she is. Cut to Kid Danger going around Captain Man and said, no, she's not. Cut to Heather and said, yes, I am. Cut to with Heather, Kid Danger, and Captain Man right behind him and said, no, you're not. And he got interrupted and said, I'm sorry, what? Say what? I'm sorry, what? Say what? Heather, cut to all three of them. And said, uh-huh. Kid Danger, who was shocked and confused and heartbroken. And Kid Danger's like, I'm sorry, you're a, and she held down her hand and gives Henry a shake and said, Heather Bogart, Master Jewel Thief, how you doing? Cut to Kid Danger, who was stunned and heartbroken, and said, but you're so pretty. Cut to Heather and cut to Captain Man and said, forget her, kid. She's rotten fruit. Cut to Heather being confused and said, what? He was like, quiet. Now I'm taking you back to jail. Captain Man's about to grab her, and they both turned around. And Heather said, no, you're not. And Captain Man slapped her, and it was like, ow! I said, what's that supposed to mean? Cut to Heather said, I got out of jail 6 weeks ago, and now I am a free citizen. I said, and look, Captain Cassandra hovering over her shoulder and said, here's my ticket for this museum, which means I have as much as right to walk around here as anyone. Cut to the Gabella ticket and showed it to Captain Man. Cut to him looking at him and said, valid ticket, dude. Captain Man said, well, you can't have any more corn dogs. Cut to him taking the corn dogs out of Kid Danger's hand. Captain Man said, and I can tell you that. Cut to Heather said, cool, with me. I don't care if I... And she faked up being in a seizure. And Captain Man said, oh, really? Said, oh, what's wrong? Kid Danger said, man, are you... And she And she grabbed the corn dog out of Captain Man's hand. Kid Danger was upset. He's like, ooh. He's like, I saw that. Captain Man said, you see that, kid? Kid Danger said, all right, all right. Captain Man said, you see what kind of jerk she is? Kid Danger said, you know what? I can't believe... Heather and Captain Kid Danger next to Captain said, I can't believe you're a jewel thief. You told me you were an Olympic gymnast. Heather's like, yeah. He's like, I lied. Kid Danger, who is completely shocked and heartbroken. Captain Man said, oh, lion too, huh? Captain Man said, whatever, Heather. You want to walk around this museum? Fine. Captain said, next to Kid, you want to look at some stools in or jewels? Go for it. Captain Man next to Kid said, but don't even think about trying to steal the Neil Diamond. Captain Heather said, I won't. Next to Kid Danger said, Captain Man said, good. And Kid Danger said, good. With his head. Captain Heather said, I'm just going to do it. Captain Man said, fine. Kid Danger's like, whatever. Captain Man's like, wait. He's like, what? Heather's like, I'm going to steal the Neil Diamond before the museum closes tonight. And there is not one thing either of you can do to stop me. And somehow she just looks at them. She dramatic turns around with a corn dog in her hand and she leaves. I cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger. With zooming in really slowly, Kid Danger said, I really wanted her to be a gymnast. Cut to Kid Adamant looking at him dramatically. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. We're back with two more scenes involved in this, and it's the same. Swabius Museum stools of jewels in the man cave. And somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger were guarding the Neil Diamond. And somehow Heather just comes out of nowhere. She turns around, tries to steal the diamond. The Kid Danger tried to stop. It's like, yo, yo. And she went back and starts laughing. It cut to both of them. It cut to Captain Man next to him and said, look at her. Cut to Heather with a cute guy. He's like, yeah. She makes me so. And cut to him looking at her with the cute guy and said, ah, look at this guy. He's probably trying to flirt with her like I did. Cut to both of them. Heather with a cute guy. And cut to man next to Kid Danger said, what? But she's got to tell him she's a gymnast too. Cut to both of them. Kid Danger's like, yeah. Hey, hey, yo, dude, my man. Cut to both of them. And Heather looking towards them. And the guy looking at them too and said, Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, not a gymnast. So, cut to both of them, just ignoring them, going to talk to them. Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger. He's like, I might enter my corn dog recipe in a contest. Kid Danger's like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Man said, you know, like an appetizer recipe contest where the winner can win like a boat or something cool. And Kid Danger couldn't take it anymore. I was like, okay, hang on a second. He's like, cut to both of them. I can't take this. Well, going towards Heather and the guy off screen. And somehow this lady comes towards Captain Man. He cuts to Captain Man and said, hey. He said, I might enter my Captain Corn Dog recipe in a contest. Cut to Keith talking to Heather and said, so. Cut to Kid Danger behind them. So, later. Cut to Keith said, you want me to... Later, you want to maybe go... Later, you maybe want to go grab some coffee and get some avocado toast? Heather said, maybe. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Cut to Kid Danger interrupting him and going towards Heather and say, hey. Hey, sorry. Just... Dude to dude. And he puts his finger towards... Keith and Keith comes forward. He's like, just to let you know that, Heather was watching. He's like, that girl's a thief. Cut to one angle, cuts back to the other, and said, yeah. And an ex-con. She's been in out of jail, like, six times, so. Cut to Heather not can't believe it face. So, she's bad news. Cut to Keith, who didn't listen, and said, "So, you want to grab some avocado toast?" And somehow, Henry Danger couldn't believe when he couldn't get all that. Heather said, yeah, I would. But first, going next to Kid Danger looking at him, and said, "I gotta steal the Neil Diamond." Cut to Kid Danger with disbelief and couldn't believe it, and said, "Oh." Okay. Cut to Keith, said, "Well, I guess you'll be paying for avocado toast then?" Cut to him with a couldn't believe it, and said, "Fine," with hand, and walked away. "I guess so." Cut just back to the man cave with Schwaz, Jasper, and Charlotte. And Schwaz next to Jasper and Charlotte said, "Why would a person toast an avocado?" Cut to Charlotte said, "No." Jasper said, no. Charlotte said, "You toast bread and then spread avocado on the bread." Schwaz said, "Ugh, you Americans are animals." And cut to him chewing on some food weirdly. Cut to Captain Man next to Lady, and the Lady is like super bored. Captain Man said, "Slow cooker." And cut to Kid Danger going back toward him and said, "Hey." Man said, "Maybe a scuba gear, an archery set." And cut to Kid Danger with the Lady and said, "Ma'am." He said, "Please walk away." And she obeyed him, and then he walked out of the thing. And cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger's like, "Hey." He's like, "What's your deal?" Cut to Kid Danger next to Ketchup and said, "That thief Heather keeps saying that she's gonna steal the diamond," while looking at him. Ketchup said, "Oh yeah?" Cut to Heather going one way and said, "Well, good luck to her." He said, "Cuz," going back towards the diamond, said, I'm not taking my eyes off this baby," while looking at the diamond. And cut to this teenage boy going out of nowhere, going towards Captain Man. Cut to teenage boy and said, "Hey, can I have a Captain Corndog?" Cut to him looking at the teenage boy. Said, "Well, you sure can, buddy. In fact," he said, "I'm thinking about entering the recipe in a contest. I like to make them wiggle like this. See that? He making them wiggle with a little silly face." Cut to Piper with her friends who are behind her. He said, "There they are!" Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger looking at Piper. And Piper and her friends come towards them and say, "Hi, Captain Man and Kid Danger." Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger going towards Piper and her friends. Captain Man said, "Well, hello there." Kid Danger was confused. Said, hello. He said, "Hi." Cut to Piper and said, "Did we miss it?" Cut to both of them being confused. Just like, miss. Cut to Captain said, "She's, they must have heard about my Captain Corn Dogs." And to Kid Danger said, "You guys heard about the corn dogs?" Cut to Heather in the back room while going to one corner. Cut to Piper said, "No! We're here to watch Heather Burger try to steal the Neil Diamond." Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger being confused. Captain Man said, "Wait." Kid Danger said, "Wait a minute." He said, "How do you know she's going to try and steal it?" Cut to Piper and their friends. "She posted a video about it. Here, look." While cut to all three of them, Piper was looking for it. Kid Danger and Captain Man being confused. Kid Danger was like, "What?" And she found it. And she looked the squid towards them. Kid Danger was watching it. There was Heather on the video with the drink. Heather on video said, "What's that?" And said, "I'm going to steal the Neil Diamond." Well, she's sipping the drink and she looked at it. And the video stops. And Kid Danger slowly looked at Captain Man. "Well, that was to the point." It cuts it back to the man cave. Charlotte noticed something. Charlotte's like, hey, look at that. Cut to Jasper next to her and said, "At what, the screen?" Charlotte next to him looking puzzled and said, "Yeah, the screen." Cut to Schwaz says, what do you see? Charlotte's like, "Heather." Cut to all of them all zooming in on Heather and the photographers. And Heather's like, "Heather," she's whispering to those photographers. Cut to all of them and cut to Piper going towards her friends. Say, "Hey, you want to go, guys? Hey, you guys want to go take some us fees at the gift shop? Cut to her friends saying they agree. Piper said, okay, walk with me. Cut to Piper and her friends going to the gift shop. And cut to the photographers wearing some sunglasses because something's about to happen. And cut to Kid Danger and cut to Kudo, one of the photographers, and said, hey guys, can we get a couple of Yuffies? Cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger, who were confused, and Captain Man said, Yuffies? Cut to Kid Danger said, you mean pictures of us? Cut to Kudo and said, next to one photographer, and said, yeah. Cut to Kid Danger and Captain Man, who's ready for it, and said, oh, yes, please. And he said, I don't see, why not? Let me just, and cut to Heather putting her sunglasses on as well, and said, just let me adjust my hair real quick. Adjusting his hair. Captain Man said, let me get the Captain Corn Dogs in there. They're the real heroes here. Cut to them posing. Kudo's like, one, two, and somehow he pressed the button and this huge flash of blue light just came out of nowhere. And Captain Man was like, ah! And cut to everybody who was blinded as well, including the camera on the man cave monitor. They were also blinded. Casper said, whoa, said, that's bright. Man number one said, oh. Woman number one said, what's going on? Somehow Captain Man and Kid Danger couldn't believe they couldn't see. He dropped the corn dogs in the process. Captain Kid Danger, who was blinded, and said, my eyes, I can't see. Captain Man said, neither can I. Cut to Schwaz and said, I think that was hypergammalite. Just Charlotte next to Schwaz and said, what is hypergammalite? Schwaz says, going towards them and said, it's a new technology and as bright as three suns of Jupiter. It makes it so that you temporarily cannot see. Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and Schwaz and said, whoa. Jasper, and even works on Captain Man. Schwaz says, yeah, look it. You're watching the same show I am. Cut to Kid Danger, who was still in shock and couldn't see with his arms out. Captain Man was still doing the same. What happened? Heather said, oh, see. Cut to her and said, those photographers just blasted you and everyone in this room with hypergammalite. When she won't be seeing anything for the next 2 hours. And she cut to the Neil Diamond case. They couldn't see anything. And cut to Schwaz and said, see? He's like, nailed it. Cut to all three of them. Schwaz said, shh. Cut to say, oh yeah, Heather? Well, next to Kid Danger said, well, Kid Danger and I might not be able to see, but we could still punch. And he, instead of punching Heather, he punched Kid Danger. And somehow Heather just laughed. I cut to Captain Man and said, hey, kid. Well, Kid Danger was down and all the rest of the background was blind. Kid Danger was on the floor. I think I hit Heather. Cut to Captain Man and said, maybe one of her photographers? Kid. I cut to both of them. Kid Danger was slowly getting up. Captain Man got him. He said, hey. And went to Kid Danger next to Captain Man and said, you hit me. And went, Captain Man said, oh. Cut to all of the room and said, attention, from Captain Man. The man said, I cannot see. Cut to Kid Danger said, we cannot see. Cut to Captain Man said, so, if you're not a criminal, please stand back while Kid Danger and I locate the perpetrators and then suddenly the bad guys start to hit them. And somehow Kid Danger was getting tossed over and it was just awful. And somehow they were on the floor. Piper just got into the action. Piper's like, oh my god! What's happening? Cut to the teenage boy and said, Captain Man and Kid Danger can't see. And Kid Danger on the floor is trying to get up and said, and Heather's trying to steal the diamond. And cut to Piper trying to guide the both of them. And Piper's like, oh! And so one of the bad guys tried to hit him. He said, "Oh my God, Captain Man!" I said, "To your left!" And somehow Captain Man punched the guy and took him down. And Charlotte was impressed. And Ross next to Jasper said, "Whoa! Way to go, Piper!" And somehow Captain Man was finding the guy whatsoever. And somehow Deidre was about to get hit, and all of a sudden she started hitting him. And so Piper said, "Kid Danger!" Cut to Piper said, "He's right in front of you!" He's like, "Get him!" Cut to Kid Danger about to grab the guy, but it was the mannequin instead. He's like, "I got him! I got..." And he got punched by the bad guy with... And one of them got knocked down. Cut to Schwartz said, "Quick, turn on the mic so Lane and Henry can hear us!" And cut to Henry getting up with a stool. Jasper on Mike says, "Henry!" Schwartz is like, Mike said, "Behind you!" And he starts to hit the guy. Cut to Piper with Captain Man guiding him. He said, "Get him! He's right there!" He said, "Get him!" And that happened for a few seconds. Cut to all, and the man came. Jasper said, "Uppercut! Uppercut!" And cut to Jasper shouting to both of them, "Guys, we can't all talk at once!" Cut to them still fighting. And cut to Kid, after man said, "Kid!" And said, "Where's Heather?" Cut to Danger said, "How would I have that information?" So he got turned around and started to hit the guy. And somehow Heather was trying to steal the diamond in the process. And somehow Piper went towards Heather. She tried to grab Heather and say, "Captain Man! Kid Danger! I'm right by Heather!" Cut to Captain Man fighting. Cut to Kid... He said, "Follow my voice!" Cut to Captain Man and said, "Huh?" And somehow Kid Danger hit him with the stool. He said, "Ow!" Cut to Kid Danger's like, "Sorry!" Heather said, "Get away from me, kid!" Cut to Heather about to fight Piper. Heather's like, "Get away from me, kid!" I said, "Don't get loud with me!" Cut to Henry trying to fight this guy. He said, "You're about to get hit!" And somehow he got hit in the face and got sent back down. And Piper screams, "Ah!" And Heather laughs. And Schwartz says, next to Charlotte, said, "You got hit!" And the bad guy put in the show and said, "Who that?" Somehow Jerome just came out of nowhere. "What the? My stools and jewels! What's going on?" And somehow the bad guy's just... Captain Man just scared him and said, "Ah!" Somehow he got by the jewels. Somehow that's been going on for like maybe a few minutes straight. And somehow Heather just got the code to open the case. So she flew Piper away. And somehow she got the case open to steal the diamond. Cut to Charlotte's like, "Heather's about to get the diamond!" And somehow Piper was watching her, and somehow she got the diamond in the hands. And was like, "Ah! She got the diamond!" And Heather's like, "I told you I'd steal it." And somehow Piper tried to stop her. And Kid Danger's like, "Hey, hey, hey." And they were both on the floor. He said, "I got one of the photographer's cameras." Well, he couldn't see. Cut to Charlotte, "Henry, quick, turn right and push the button." Cut to all of them. Kid Danger's like, "Okay." Well, he turned around. And next to him said, "Push the button, kid." Heather tried to put back on the glasses while Piper almost stopped her. Kid Danger's like, "Ah, I'm trying." And he pushed the... And he pressed the button and said, "Ah, I'm trying." cut to Heather yelling, ah! Piper's like, ah! Cut to Captain, and said, next to him, and said, kid, I think you did it! Cut to while they were getting up, and said, so, he said, while both of them were just stunned, and Piper couldn't see, so she fell on the floor. Kid Danny's like, what do we do now? Cut to both of them helping each other up, and said, we gotta get the diamond from her. While they were relieved because they stopped her. Cut to Heather's trying to find her way and said, yeah, good luck finding me, while she was stumbling. And Captain was like, all right, Heather. He was like, where are you? He said, okay, all right. Oh, they were coming towards a human being and they grabbed someone and all of a sudden they didn't grab Heather, they grabbed Piper. And Katerina's like, hey. And Captain was like, aha, I got her. All three of them, Piper said, no, it's me. Captain Man said, so hey, they just shoot Piper out of the way. Captain Man said, all right, Heather. And the Kid Danger's like, come on. And cut to Heather, who couldn't see as well. Cut to both Captain Man and Kid Danger. Captain Man said, all right. He's like, yo. We said, Marco. Cut to Captain Man hit his foot. He said, ah. We said, Polo. To Captain, what? No, not you. All right, whatever. To Heather, who couldn't see still. I was like, oh, there she is. And cut to both of them feeling something. And it was, Captain Man got her. I was like, right here. I was like, ha! He said, I got her. And cut to both of them trying to take the diamond from her. Kid Danger said, I took the diamond. Captain Man, give us the diamond. She's like, give me it. And somehow they were looking for the diamond. And somehow they grabbed it from her once, didn't work, and they did it twice. And somehow Heather was screaming, and somehow during the process, all the things broke. And cut to Captain Man said, did you get it? Cut to Kid Danger said, I got it! The man said, all right! Cut to Jerome Sanchez with two police officers, and pointing to Heather and said, there! There's Heather Bogart. I said, arrest her. Cut to two officers going to Heather Bogart and dragging her away. It was like, cut the man next to Kid Danger, like, take her away, boys. Cut to Heather and said, this isn't over. He said, while she was dragging away, he said, I'll be back and I'll get that diamond. Cut to cut the man next to Kid Danger, like, well, yeah, you lost. Bye-bye. Kid Danger's like, have fun in jail. He said, and you're not a gymnast. Cut to Jerome Sanchez, who couldn't believe what happened in the museum. I was like, do you two realize what you've done? Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger, like, yeah, we saved the Neil Diamond. Cut to Jerome Sanchez, who couldn't believe it. Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, here you go, man. He put his arms out. But Jerome had his arms out a little bit too late, and somehow Kid Danger just dropped it and dropped the Neil Diamond. And it just shatters. Cut to Jerome Sanchez and said, ah! To Captain Man next to Kid Danger said, come on, Kid Danger. I said, let's go. Kid Danger said, all right. And cut to him, they're both knocking to each other. And said, whoa. And I said, all right. He said, which way are you going? And I said, this way. Let's go this way. Cut to Kid Danger said, this way. I'm in the dark. I'm cut to both of them trying to grab each other. I said, I'm grabbing you. And I said, find your body. And it was a, and somehow they were just getting out along the way. Cut to Piper and said, hello? And cut to Kid Danger next to Captain said, I'm on you. Don't bump into anything. Cut to Captain Man bumping into something. And said, whoa, okay. Cut to Jerome, who couldn't see the thing. And said, ah! And Jason's like, what was that? And cut to Captain Man hitting himself on the head. And said, ow! Kid Danger's like, grabbing Captain Man, grabbing Kid Danger's like, I'm all good. Kid Danger's like, and then while they're coming out the door, all they left was Piper on the floor. And Captain Man said in the background, "Find your buddy!" And somehow, while Piper couldn't see, she grabbed one of the corn dogs. And Piper said, "Is this a baby corn dog?" And then she took a bite and said, "Mmm." And said, "These are really good." And somehow she was joining the corn dog. And that was about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, that just recapped episode 10, season 4 of Henry Danger. Diamonds are for Heather. Wow, wow, wow. All I gotta say is I give this episode a 10 out of 10. And Henry, you need to stop flirting with those ladies. I gotta tell you that much. But, yes, this episode was fun, it was amazing, and this episode was awesome. So I give this episode a 10 out of 10, but advice to Henry, he better start flirting with the ladies who are criminals. First it was the wall dogs, and now it's her, which is unbelievable. Henry, you gotta find stop tasting bad guys. I gotta say that much. But, yeah, so this awesome episode was fun, it was amazing, and I give this episode a 10 out of 10 just because Heather, she was a villain that she won't forget, but that episode was awesome, it was fun, and I cannot wait to see what the next everything's about. So it's gonna be awesome, and it's gonna be fun, and yeah, this episode was great. 15 out of 10, great job, and yeah, so I love this episode so much, and I can't wait to see what next week can bring. So stay tight, it's gonna be fun. And, yeah, so I love this episode, and it was amazing, and it was funny in most parts. So, yeah, great job, the cast. Okay, the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Fluffy has a new special out this next Tuesday. It's called Stadium Fluffy. This is the newest special of Gabriel Iglesias, which is known as Fluffy. And I gotta say, every time I watch his special, I just laugh my butt off. And he's the greatest comedian of all time. And this is the newest special that I'm going to laugh my butt off. That's all I can say. And Fluffy is ahead of his time. So if I were you, go take tickets to see him in person. I guarantee it 100%. But, yeah, so make sure you go watch his new special, which is out next Tuesday, and I guarantee it that much. And if you want a good laugh, Fluffy is for you. So, make sure you go watch Stadium Fluffy, which premieres next Tuesday, the 18th. So it's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be fun, and I can't wait to see it myself. So it's gonna be awesome, and it's going to be the bomb. And the Halloween franchise is coming to an end with the movie Halloween Ends. That's right. Well, Laurie Strode finally killed Michael Myers. So if you've been a Halloween franchise fan for a very long time, I guarantee you watch this movie. Because you know I'm not a fan of, like, gore and stuff like that. But, or anything horror stuff, something like that. But if you're a Halloween franchise fan, if you want to see how this all comes to an end, I guarantee you to get tickets. So make sure you get tickets this Friday, the 14th, and you do not want to miss the epic conclusion of the Halloween franchise, which Jamie Lee Curtis is the scream queen of all the franchise. So if I were you, go get your tickets for this Friday, and you don't want to miss the conclusion. So it's going to be awesome, it's going to be fun, and I hope you enjoyed the movie. And Halloween fans, I hope you like it. So it's going to be awesome. And yeah, also I recapped episode 10, season 4, of Henry Danger, Diamonds Are for Heather. Okay, let me just give the best advice to Henry, okay? Stop flirting with women that are bad guys. You flirted with a girl wall dog, and now you flirted with a woman who is a jewel thief. Henry, what the heck is wrong with you? I gotta say that much, but that's only the best advice I can give him. But anyways, this episode was fun. It was hilarious. Couldn't even see the last seconds of the episode, but this episode was so funny, I couldn't stop laughing. But yeah, so if you want a good laugh and if you want to see what the heck is going on, I guarantee it that much. But they able to stop Heather even though they couldn't see, and this episode was awesome, this was amazing. 15 out of 10 across the board. I gave it an extra 5 points because it was extra funny. And yeah, shout out to the cast for making this one. So this was awesome. It was fun. It was truly unique. I guarantee it that much. And yeah, so I hope you liked this episode. I enjoyed it, and I can't wait to recap another episode for you next week. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And Henry, no more flirting with women who are bad guys. Let me just give you that advice. Don't let me remind you or something. I don't know. Just follow my advice and you're going to go a long way. Okay? Please and thank you. But 15 out of 10, that's it. Can't wait to recap another episode for you next week. So it's going to be awesome. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys. And that theme is Justin Bieber. I've been a fan of Justin Bieber for 12 years, guys. Heard me, 12. His songs got me through middle school and high school during my dark times in my life. And every time I hear his music, it makes me joyful and it makes me happy. And I went to every one of his concert tours, trust me. Any Justin Bieber friend, they'll tell you. But, yeah, so Justin Bieber canceled the rest of his tour, but deep thoughts and prayers to him. He's going through a rough time right now, but Justin, you're always in our hearts no matter what you do. I hope you get better soon, and we love you, Justin, no matter what you do. And, yeah, Justin, so my heart goes out to you and to Haley, and I can't wait to see what he could come up with next. So either way, we're proud of you. Stay well, and we love you so much. We love you, Justin. We love you, Biebs. And yeah. So yeah, and his music got me through like some stuff, which is like really, really crazy to me. And this is awesome. It's really amazing. Also, if you haven't listened to his Changes or Purpose albums yet, what the heck is wrong with you? Those were the two albums that made a comeback to his career, which was mind-blowing for me, and I can't wait to see what he does next. So it's gonna be awesome, gonna be fun, and listen to those two albums, I guarantee it that much. And yeah, so grab those two albums whenever you can, and just let me know what you think. It's gonna be awesome, it's gonna be a blast, so get those two albums while you can. Okay, so this is the next collaboration that I chose, and it's with Kid Laroi, and it's called Stay. This song I can't get out of my mind, to be honest with you. And this video with Kid Laroi is just so cute. And any of the collaboration that Justin Bieber does just turn pure gold. And this song I keep getting on repeat on my Spotify, which is really a catchy song, I'm not gonna lie much. And when Justin Bieber collaborates with somebody, it's gonna be a gold one. So yeah, him with Kid Laroi is really, really interesting. It's an awesome choice. And you're going to love the song. I guarantee it that much. And yes, I hope you like it. So, yeah. So, believers, big fan of Justin Bieber, and you're a big fan of his music, you should turn on the volume on the device and make sure you dance along, listen along, and sing along. Because it makes me happy. It makes you happy. So here it is. The next collaboration with chose from Justin Bieber. It's with Kid Laroi. It's called Stay. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Told you I changed, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. Touch. You're the reason I believe in love. It's been difficult for me to trust, and I'm afraid that I'ma fuck it up. That I can leave you stranded, cause you ain't never left me empty handed.
told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. So then I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay.
Kit Leroy and Justin Bieber, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Again, this song, masterpiece, oh my god. Justin Bieber has done it again, yo! And this is why I can't get this song out of my freaking head whenever it's the radio or my Spotify. This song just follows me anywhere, and it's really awesome, it's really catchy, and it's really the song of the summer, and... yeah, so this song is amazing. So great job, Justin. Great job, Kit Leroy. And oh my god. So if you haven't seen the video yet either, you should go and check it out as well. I guarantee it that much. And this song is so catchy. Oh my god. It is awesome. It's amazing. And make sure you go and give it a listen. I guarantee it. So if you're a big fan of Justin Bieber or Kit Leroy, go put that song on your playlist. I guarantee it that much. And... yeah, so it's awesome, it's unique, it's different, I really like it. Make sure you go watch the video if you haven't yet. So, good job, Justin, good job, Kit Leroy, and another collaboration in the books for Justin, and I cannot wait to see what he does next. So, yeah, so this one was awesome, this one was fun, and good job. This is amazing, wow. I can't believe that Justin did this one with Kit Leroy. It's awesome, it's amazing, and I can't wait to see what he does next. So, cheers to that, and cheers to Justin for his career. I can guarantee it that much. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, here's some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2022 and the holiday season, and if you want to do it safely, and you want to get to know some of the cast members that this podcast knows, and if you want to get tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mouse Trap podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She just recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, yeah, again, if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, to the Kamina T podcast. I love this woman so much. She's been a man fan since the very beginning. Also, you want to hear what topics that we did of the week in the past, or what season one of Danger Force episodes that we did, or what songs that we did of the week, you should go find a Kamina T in my description down below. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks, and she was awesome to talk to. She was awesome. She's amazing, and I'm so glad to call her man fan and a friend. I'm so glad I came across from her on social media, and now we're so tight, and it's just awesome and amazing. And this community of friends is just awesome and amazing. So Kamina, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, but again, thank you so much for listening, whatever you're from the United States or across the pond. My job is to put a smile on your face no matter where you are in the world, and I hope I made your day a little bit brighter. And yeah, so I hope you liked this episode, and I hope you enjoyed, and this episode's gonna blow you away. So love you guys, and I hope you keep on smiling. So that's my job. So yeah, so make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can find my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, you want, please share this podcast on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans to know in the States around the world, whatever they're bored out of their minds, or whatever they're at work, or on the car ride somewhere, or on vacation, they don't know what to do, etc. Or if you're a fan of Henry Danger or Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I am your girl for that. So, yeah, and also, please follow me on my social medias. That would be great. Go to StudHolland92 on Instagram. That's my first account, which is my daily life and any other stuff, and my vacation. So make sure you go and follow that. I really, really appreciate that. It means a lot to me. And, yeah, so thank you so much if you're following me over there. And also, if you're a fan of movie reviews, Again, if you're a fan of movie reviews, this is the one for you. Go to my Marilyn Susan Instagram account for all things reviews, like which is DC shows or Marvel shows or Marvel movies or DC movies or anything from Paramount Plus. Anything on there, I do a review on there. So all my reviews are my reviews, so you don't have to agree on the reviews that I have. But if you're a fan of movie reviews, go follow that account. I really appreciate it. Please and thank you. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So, and also, if you're following me on Twitter, go to Miss.Norman1992 with the exact same thing. Whatever it's Marvel shows, DC shows, Marvel movies, DC movies, or whatever movies I review on that Twitter account. Also, I brag about the cutest thing in the entire world, Jace Norman. Can I love that guy? It's all on my Twitter page. You can follow me on there. If you're following me on Twitter, that would be really, really great. I put out the reviews everything I'm done, so make sure you go follow that. That would mean a lot to me if you're following me on Twitter. Please and thank you. I really enjoy that. So, yeah. And if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. If you're following me on Instagram, go to Miss.Holland92. Or if you're following me on Twitter, Mrs.Norman1992, The link is in my profile, so if you're on Instagram or Twitter, go to my profile, and then once you've done that, you could click on the link. That's on my bio. You click on the link, it'll take you to the podcast page. Make sure you go find the podcast provider, whatever you have. So if you find the podcast provider page, go to the provider that you're subscribed to, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yeah, so to the new listeners who are here, welcome. I'm Marilyn Negron, and I do this podcast. So my job is to get you comfortable with every episode or every that I have so far. So make sure you sit back, relax, and get some drinks or whatever you have, and have a good time. Just listen, and I hope I can treat you well. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, and welcome to the show. So it's going to be a blast having you here. So, and if you're a returning follower, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a fan of me since day one for 2 years now. Thank you, whoever you are, for listening to me ramble for like an hour straight. You guys are awesome. You're amazing. I'm not going anywhere until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is dropped. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. My podcast has only just begun. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. I can't wait what this future of the podcast can bring. It is awesome. It is fun. I'm not going to let you down. So let's go. I'm pumped. And this is the year for this podcast. So let's go and get it. And this is our year. So let's have fun. And let's just roll with it. And I love you guys 3000. So thank you so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes out. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.